Thank you and good afternoon. 41-year-old Josh Poor was located by Humboldt deputies Thursday afternoon after he was reported as a missing man on Monday. Poor's daughter reported to the sheriff's office that he had left for Trinity County on Sunday night and hadn't been heard from since. Law enforcement were able to locate Poor on Thursday, and he told deputies that he was out of town and did not contact his family regarding his whereabouts. Poor did not require medical attention. Wednesday night, two off-duty deputies were watching football practice at McKinleyville High School when they had to detain a woman who was intoxicated in public. 21-year-old Chelsea Carlson was repeatedly yelling obscenities and walking towards the football field. Carlson got more demonstrative as parents and attendees were trying to calm her down. The off-duty deputies then walked over and tried to calm the situation, but Carlson continued her aggressive behavior. Deputies smelled the odor of alcohol from Carlson and started to notice slurred speech. As they attempted to detain her, Carlson lunged towards one of the deputies, throwing a punch. The deputy was able to wrestle Carlson to the ground, but during the scuffle, he suffered abrasions and an injury to his knee. Additional law enforcement were called in to provide crowd control, and Carlson was then transported to county jail. She was shortly released after and is now awaiting a court date for charges of assault, resisting arrest, and public intoxication. On Tuesday, fire units near the Democrat Fire in Weaverville encountered a wounded deer in the area that eventually led to a marijuana grow site. The large-scale grow site was near the origin of the fire off of West Democrat Road, and items consistent with the butane honey oil hash lab operation were found as well. Law enforcement were at the same property before back in June, and while over 2,000 plants were destroyed at that time, no suspects had been located. On Wednesday, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office, along with the County Narcotics Task Force, Fish and Wildlife, as well as CAL FIRE, responded to the property. Over 700 marijuana plants were eradicated and 50 pounds of processed bud were confiscated. While law enforcement were on scene, 25-year-old Eureka resident Cindy Dunkelberger drove onto the property and was found to be in possession of marijuana and a hash lab operation inside of her vehicle. Further investigation led law enforcement to the Weaverville Hotel, where they detained Dunkelberger's boyfriend, 48-year-old Kevin Perrine of Eureka. Both were booked into Trinity County Jail on various drug charges. The Democrat fire is nearing full containment after igniting on Tuesday. Over 500 personnel from CAL FIRE and surrounding agencies have been assigned to the fire, which initially caused evacuations and road closures in the area. The evacuations and road closures have been lifted, and the fire stands at 75% containment. The city of Eureka will host a neighborhood block party at Carson Park around noon on Saturday. Police and fire personnel, along with neighborhood watch groups, civic groups, and volunteers, will be on hand to answer questions. Information related to personal neighborhood safety will be relayed to residents as well. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A poll has Humboldt State ranked in the top 20. Dan Squire has more.
Humboldt State University is ranked in a top 20 poll, and it has nothing to do with sports. The Washington Monthly just released the results of its rankings for the nation's top schools for master degree programs, and HSU came in at number 20. Washington Monthly ranks schools on social mobility, schools that graduate students of modest means and charge a reasonable price for an education, schools that prepare students for master degree and PhD programs, and schools that create new technologies and ideas that drive economic growth and advance human knowledge. HSU wasn't the only Cal State school listed in the top 20. Fresno State, Cal State LA, and Dominguez Hills were also listed. The list featured only two top private universities, Harvard and Stanford, in the top 10. More than 600 schools across the nation were included in the master degree study.
Thank you, Dan. The Avoid the 8 DUI campaign continues as law enforcement have made more arrests in the past several days. Up until just before midnight on Thursday, 21 individuals have been arrested for driving under the influence. With Humboldt State concluding its first week of classes and school starting back up for districts across the county next week, traffic and driver safety is a key area of focus for law enforcement through Labor Day weekend. During the school year, residents are reminded to be cautious of pedestrians as well as bicyclists and make sure to follow all traffic signals and speed limits. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.